Wednesday night, Aleph Tammuz, second day was Chodesh Tammuz. Dvar halacha chayshem ishbet, paying a worker.
Okay, chayshem ishbet, dinon chayshem ishbet, if you have a worker, you have to pay him with money. Even if there would theoretically be a din of shavei kesef kekesef, but that din does not apply for various reasons to a worker. He's working for money. This is his a love who no say a snafsho, the pasuk says. So even if you don't have any cash, you have to sell what you have. You have to produce the cash, and you have to pay him in cash. There's an interesting Mordechai that's brought down that his work was in food stuff, then you don't have to pay him in cash. You can pay him in what he was working with, because it's food. And it says he saw that in a chaloim. And the Shach says, Divrei chaloim is lo mailin velo maridin. An interesting interchange there. What about if you rent something? If you rent a car, again, it's theoretical, because if the minig hamokom is to always pay in cash, then anyway you're tied to the minig hamokom, mitzad the din of minig hamokom. But we're talking now me'ikar hadin, without taking into account the minig hamokom, so there's a machlokas if that applies to rentals, or just to a worker who's working for his livelihood and he's working for his pay. That for sure it applies to, and it's questionable, it's a shaila, it's machlokas, if it applies to any rental, a rental of karka or a rental of metaltalin. And again, if there's a minig hamakom, then you'd be governed by the minig hamakom.